And here we are. We are back at the IAC Pavilion. JMIG, we're on the fly, and it is a beautiful day here at AirAventure 2011. And the second segment here with Doug Bartlett, the president of the IAC, along with Debbie Wren Harvey. Tell us a little bit about Debbie, Doug, and make the introduction for us.
Boy, I tell you, Debbie's a very special woman, and we love her to death at the IAC. Well, all except for those who compete against her, because she keeps whipping us. But she's a three-time United States National Championship, and she's a wonderful ambassador of the IAC and a wonderful representative for all women in aviation. So, boy, I'll let Debbie tell more about herself. But, Debbie, thank you very much for participating with us. We obviously love to have you here.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and it's always a pleasure to be at AirVenture and represent the IAC and EAA in general.
Debbie, where are you from?
Well, I live in La Porte, Texas, originally from Omaha, Nebraska, but I've been in Texas for so many years now that I think it's wearing on me. So,
does that mean you're relocating somewhere else?
No, I'm a relocated Texan.
Well, tell us a little bit about your upbringing. How did you get into aviation and specifically aerobatics?
My father taught me to fly. I started flying when I was 13 in sailplanes, and then I went on to continued in powered airplanes in an Aranca Champ. It was just a hobby for my dad. My grandfather flew and had a barnstorming business in the 20s and then manufactured an airplane called the Overland Sport in the 20s, which the Depression shut down. But it was just a family hobby. And we were expected to learn to fly, and we all soloed on our 16th birthdays. After that, during college, I got all the ratings I could and my instructor ratings, ATP, and decided after I interned in medical technology that aviation was the way that I would wind up. So I currently am a captain for a major airline, and I have a flight school FBO, and aerobatics was something that I met a doctor that flew aerobatics that was a doctor for one of the unlimited teams. And he flew aerobatics, and according to him, I couldn't let a man do something that I couldn't do.
Okay.
So I wanted to become a better pilot, safer pilot, and the precision of aerobatics was ingrained perfection, and I like to know that I can make the airplane do what I want it to do. So that's what drove me on to upper levels of aerobatics and competition aerobatics.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite aerobatic airplane?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I have to say the one that I fly right now is probably my favorite, which is a CAP 232.
French.
A French-built airplane. They are not being built anymore.
Oh, that's too
as
bad.
Most aerobatic, unlimited aerobatic airplanes are not being built anymore. There are a few, the MX, the S-Bach in Germany, the Extra in Germany, but that's about it.
Are the Russians still building the Sukhois?
No.
Okay.
No.
Huh. So it's getting to be a limited field.
It is becoming a very limited field, but we hopefully some of the new designs will pop into unlimited and become more popular for unlimited.
Now, I would imagine that your flight school does aerobatic instruction, right?
We do. Right now, we use a super decathlon and for basic training, and then I have an extra that we can use for advanced training and an S2B that eventually will be back in the air.
Well, and I do a little bit of aerobatic flying, and I do know that the decathlon and the Citabria are really good aerobatic trainers because they make you work.
Yes. Well, they teach you good basics.
Exactly.
And I think that's important. If you understand the basics, then you can understand what the maneuver is really all about. And so you learn good basics just like in any aviation training course. You have to learn the basics before you can move on.
Now, you started flying at 14, you said, and you brought a couple gals with you today.
Boy.
Yeah.
They're dynamic. I tell you, these two young ladies have studied. We have Kaylin and Megan Hart. Kaylin is 9, and Megan is 14. And they are both, well, Megan is flying gliders, sailplanes, we like to call them. And they both want to take their private pilot powered writtens. So there's a, it's up to the FAA right now because it's unprecedented that that they're trying to do something that hasn't been done. Normally you can't take a written until you're about ready to get a license, or by 16, I believe, is the age. But they're requested a waiver, and hopefully we need more women, and this is a great age for them. But I'll let them talk just a little bit and tell about what they're doing, I think.
So, Megan, what got you interested in flying?
Well, we've been flying since we were old enough to sit up, I guess. We kind of were born into a flying family, and my dad's teaching us to fly right now, and Jerry Malador is working with me and soon Kaylin on our glider solo.
And what kind of glider are you flying?
We fly a Blahnik and a Schweitzer.
A 232?
Mm-hmm.
Or a 233?
232.
232, wow, very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And Kaylin, tell us a little bit about your flying.
Well, like Megan said, we've been flying since ever we can remember, so it kind of just got us involved.
And it's fun. Now, do you have to sit on a phone book or something when you fly?
Not really.
I did. I used to have to get all the catalogs and all the phone books I could because I could never reach everything. And, you know, I've never been able to see out of an airplane. So I guess flying a Pitts, when you fly a Pitts or anything else, it's a tail dragger that you can't see straight ahead.
It's all peripheral vision anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, we'll sit on pillows.
There you go.
I will.
Yeah, pillows and a backpack to hold you forward.
Yeah.
Take your book bag flying with you.
Yeah.
So tell us about your studying for the written. Did you use the Sporties program that's for young eagles?
No, we used a different ground school. We loaded on the computer, and it just has all the test questions, and mm-hmm. we just have been going over the test questions hundreds and hundreds of times. And
you're probably ready to take that test, so hopefully the FAA will come through and let you do it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it's just proof. There's two young ladies that are interested in aviation, and we're seeing more and more women in the aviation than when I started. You know, it was kind of a very few of us at the time, and there's still very few of us in professional aviation, in the airline industry, and professionally flying is a small percentage of women. But we need more and more women, and we need to encourage women and young ladies at this age that they can do that and that they're welcome into aviation. And that's a program that we'll have later in the week here at Oshkosh is Women Soar, You Soar. And it's a program designed for high school age, or junior high school age young ladies. And it's a mentoring program. And I am one of the mentors for that program.
Where is that going to take place?
That will be, well, we have various places here on the grounds. And
it's in the program.
They stay at the university, and it's a... they all wrote essays to be admitted to the program. So it's about a 4-day program, and it's a great program. So I encourage any young ladies for next year or that are interested in that type of thing, because it's a lot of team building, mentoring, guidance, encouragement, and I like to encourage that just like I do to these two. Hopefully I can be a good role model for them.
Megan, do you want to fly for a living like Debbie does?
Well, as of right now, I'd rather fly for fun. I don't really know what my future is going to bring me right now. Kayla and I both have a lot of things we like to do, and
They have a long
Kaylin's
time to
decide.
Kaylin's
a golfer and an ice skater, and I'm a basketball player. And
well-rounded.
Yep, we've got plenty of things to choose from.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on EA Radio. You guys are great.
Thank
Keep
you
up
for
the enthusiasm.
Us. All right, thank you.
Debbie, we have another couple of minutes. Let's talk about structure of the championships. You're a past, three-time national champion and multiple world competitions?
14 in the past. I qualified for the 15th team. Unfortunately, I won't be attending the contest this September with my airplane, so I will go and give them my support. But 14 contests in the past. There's been 29 years of world championships and about 16 world medals. So,
wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's been a long career. If it ever comes back to the United States and I'm still able to fly unlimited, I'd like to participate in another one. So.
Great. Well, Debbie Rinharvey, thank you so much for joining us today at the IAC Pavilion. I know you're busy. You've got a lot of things to do, and so we appreciate you coming by and talking to us.
Thank you very much. We always enjoy having the IAC broadcast and present in front of everybody. Thanks.
And the beautiful new pavilion. It's wonderful.
Beautiful.
Okay, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we have a lot more to talk about aerobatics in just a minute. JMG, we're on the fly.